And a good morning, everyone. Time now for Wellness Wednesday. And with us on the line today, we have Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services. And how's it going this morning, Dr. Nolte?
I'm very good, Maynard. How are you?
Pretty good. Sun shining, and you got to be happy, right?
Beautiful day, yep.
That's for sure. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about vaccinations for kids today. What's new in that area?
Yeah, so, you know, we've had a lot of people, you know, not coming to the clinic over the past few months with the COVID pandemic. And so especially kids are getting behind on their vaccinations. For the state of Minnesota, through the month of April, that's what the information I have, vaccinations are down 60% in the month of April from 2020 compared to 2019.
Quite a drop.
Right. And I can't imagine May would be much better. So we're really encouraging people to get back to the clinic to come for immunizations. You know, we can do immunizations at any time here, you know, even if you're not coming in for an appointment, which, of course, we're going to encourage you to come in for your routine well child's, and I can talk about that in a little bit. But you can come in at any time for immunizations. If you don't know if your kids are due for immunizations, you could always call the clinic, and any of our nurses can look up your child on the immunization state record and see if there's anything that you're due for.
Okay, and if they are coming in for vaccinations, they just call ahead, right?
Just call ahead, just like you would for anything else, so that we know you're coming and we can get everything ready and get you in and out as quick as possible.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of bad information out there these days on vaccinations, kind of getting a bad rap in a lot of areas. Why don't you touch on that subject a little bit?
Right. So, and I don't know how many years ago it's been that there were, reports that came out that vaccines can cause autism or other things. And there's been numerous studies and that have shown that those were false records or false studies that were not true. So it's very misleading to the public and, you know, kind of created quite the hysteria. So, vaccines are very safe. They're recommended by all of our, you know, major health organizations, which I think a lot of people are listening to a little bit more these days. So Minnesota Department of Health and the CDC have lots of great true information regarding vaccines and their safety.
Yeah, it seems there are a lot of experts on a lot of subjects out on the internet these days, and you have to kind of watch where you're getting your information.
Yep.
Anything else we need to know about vaccinations?
Yeah, so I was just going to kind of go over a little bit of a schedule. Most of the vaccinations for kids at least happen within the first 2 years of their life. So, and that's when we typically do the most kind of well child visits for them. So there's vaccinations that are given at birth, 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months. And then there's a little bit of a break, and then there's kind of a group of vaccinations that we give between 12 and 18 months. And then, you know, typically right around when they start kindergarten, there's vaccinations that we do anywhere between 4 and 6 years old. 12 years old is also another critical time for kids to come in for boosters or their HPV vaccine. And then after 16 years old or when they're, you know, looking at going into college, we recommend coming in again for kind of the final set of vaccines. We always recommend annual influenza vaccines as well. Everyone can get them from 6 months old and up. So we try to catch those at the well visits too, you know, depending on the season. So like I said, most of them are in between that, in that first 2 years of life, but there are still a few as the kids get into school that we'd really like them to come in for.
Right. Now I know we're talking about kids' vaccines, but how about adults? Anything they should be looking at?
Yeah, so for adults, a lot of it depends on, kind of other health conditions. If you're high risk, then, you know, you'd be due for, like pneumonia vaccinations or shingles vaccinations earlier. Otherwise, you know, if you are over the age of 65 and are otherwise healthy, that's kind of when you'd get the pneumonia vaccinations. Certainly, again, annual influenza vaccinations for adults. Even if you're not coming in for your, you know, annual visit or, physical, you can still come in at any time to get the influenza vaccine.
Okay. I think, unfortunately, we're seeing a rise in some of these cases of measles and chicken pox and all of that kind of thing? Is that becoming a problem in our area at all? You've seen some cases?
We haven't, to my knowledge, we haven't seen any in here. I know kind of in some of the surrounding communities there has been some, you know, pertussis or whooping cough. There's been a few cases of that as well. As far as I know, not too many around here.
Okay, so maybe people are getting those vaccinations, which is a good thing.
I hope, yep,
I think one of the problems is a lot of people haven't lived through a period where a lot of that was going on. I know when I was a kid, that was a long time ago, measles and mumps and chickenpox were all fairly common, and everybody got the vaccinations, but now a lot of those were eradicated by vaccinations, and now with people not getting them, some of them are unfortunately coming back again. So kind of
exactly, and these are preventable diseases, you know, with vaccinations. So it's so important that people come in to get their vaccinations.
All right, and again, as you said, they can just call ahead up to the clinic there in Madison and come on up and get those vaccinations, and be sure to check reliable sources for information on vaccines. And Dr. Nolte, we certainly appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us a little bit on our Wellness Wednesday program today, and we look forward to chatting again real soon.
You're welcome. Thanks, Maynard.
You bet. Bye now.
Bye.